All right. Hello and welcome to I've Gotta Beat Mortal Kombat Annihilation, a podcast within a podcast about my one-year journey to watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation every single day. You can't start laughing already. So, guys, here we are tonight. We just got done watching Mortal Kombat Annihilation. This was my 67th night.
So many times.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm here tonight with a dear friend. I'd call you family almost more than just a friend. Because I guess we figured it out. It was about 8 years ago.
Yeah, 8 years.
We figured out that that's how long we'd known each other, and that was when April and I found out that you lived in our neighborhood, and Then we were like, oh, we will adopt you, little baby bird.
Exactly, because I was, what, like 16, 17 years old, and I found people that were not complete it was great.
Incredible. I like how less than 2 minutes ago, I was like, okay, now... Bridget, which this is who I'm talking to. This is Bridget. Say hello.
Hi, I'm Bridget Wallace.
So, not less than 2 minutes ago, I was like, Bridget, don't swear.
Did I do it? Did yes. I already? I didn't even know I already did it. Gosh darn, I apologize.
Well, the problem is just that I'm realizing that when the I've got to beat Mortal Kombat Annihilation drinking game is played, people have a much more difficult time not swearing on the podcast. Because that was the problem for last week's show as well. We recorded right after having watched the movie, played the game, and the swearing could not be contained. So maybe on yours, maybe by the time yours goes up, I will learn how to bleep the swearing.
Probably not, though, but that's fine.
Yeah, we'll see. Bridget, let me ask you first of all, what is your background with Mortal Kombat? Because you told me something interesting while we were watching the movie about Mortal Kombat and you.
Yes, yes. So my family never was we were never a big family for like having game systems or even cable TV. So the thing is, every summer when we were out of school, like me and my brother would run over across the street to this little girl's house called Ellie. Their names were Ellie and Ryan. So they're a boy and a girl. They matched our ages perfectly. And we would just go and play Mortal Kombat this whole time. And I had never even played a video game. So this is like a big deal for me. I didn't know what this fucking was. This is cool as shit. It had fucking blood and cool as fucking shit badass ladies with like forearms. And I was just like, oh, this fucking shit is lit as hell. So I fucking loved that shit.
I'm trying to figure out how you could have fit more swear words into that.
I'm so sorry. I didn't even think about it.
At one point, I thought you were doing it just to spite me.
I didn't think about it.
So, guys, as you can tell, Bridget, like just last week, played the Mortal Kombat Annihilation drinking game like a champ. Like a real Mortal Kombatant. So Mortal Kombat was the first video game you ever played?
Yes. Yes.
And do you feel like it shaped your future video game experiences, or did you like always love Mortal Kombat?
Okay, so
games?
Do you want to know the second video game that I played?
Sure.
Animal Crossing.
Oh wow, that's quite a jump. That's like
no, I got into some Animal Crossing like super hard.
Wait, so how long had Mortal Kombat been out when you played the one that you played first?
Oh, me don't know.
Okay.
Me don't know.
Do you know what year it probably was? Around maybe what age you were?
Oh, dang. I tried really hard not to say a curse word right
good,
now.
Good,
I see I'm getting better. dang. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Well, the important thing is that you remember it happened.
Yeah, the important thing is that I also remember not to say a curse word, so...
Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe all your answers previous to this I'll just cut out, and it'll seem like it just started kind of abruptly.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay, so And you hadn't seen the first Mortal Kombat movie?
No, I had definitely not seen that.
And you, had you ever seen this one before?
Oh, hell no. Heck no. Oh, heck no.
It did not seem like you had, so I thought that maybe it had been.
Yeah,
like
I was laughing too hard for to have ever seen that pile of garbage. Like, of course I'd never seen that.
Okay.
Gosh darn.
Gosh darn. So, first things first, I'm going to ask you these five Mortal Kombat Annihilation questions.
Yes.
Question number one, and this one's the doozy. As best as you can, explain the plot of Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Okay, well, there's these dudes in a desert, and then they're like not in a desert anymore.
Okay,
and they gotta fight. So, I mean, they're told they gotta fight, and then some girls like loses her boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's a bummer because, I mean, I guess losing a boyfriend is always kind of a bummer. I mean,
when he's killed by an emperor from Outworld.
Yeah, I mean, Outworld, everybody knows dudes from there suck. So it's just like she loses her boyfriend from there. So that's a bummer. And then, like, what happens? Like, oh man, this lady. Her mom is raised from the dead, I guess? Mm-hmm. Maybe? Okay, because I didn't see the first movie.
That's not in the first movie. But
oh, well.
It's in this one.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't pay attention, so that's fine. But, like, yeah, that happens. And that, I guess, that probably sucks for her, maybe. And then they gotta fight a lot more.
Right.
In a cave, mostly underground. I think they fight underground a whole lot, and then there's a lot of lightning.
Right.
The end.
Oh, okay. That's like, yeah, I think that's basically the plot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two, how many characters from this movie can you name?
Sonya.
Okay.
Because my best friend, who I played the game with, her name was Ellie, and she was great. She always played as Sonya.
Who'd you play as?
Shiva. Every fucking time, because that hoe had four arms, and that was cool as hell. And then there was, like, fucking Lou, of course. There was that dude with the hat.
Who's not in the movie.
Who's not in the movie. But I like to play, he was my secondary character. He was cool because he threw his hat, and that's kind of neat, yeah. I guess. And,
That's a real specific skill.
Yeah, throwing a hat, that's a cool thing. I like that weapon. Yeah. Having a hat as a weapon is cool. That's Shiva, Lou, Sonya. I don't give a shit about the rest, honestly. To be honest, I don't care. Okay. I might remember them later, but
that's fine. Well, you got the three that were important to you.
Honestly, too drunk right now to remember the rest. So continue.
All right. Question number three. Did you like this movie?
Yes, I loved it. Absolutely. 5,000%. I loved this movie.
Okay. Do you think you'll watch it again sometime?
Yes.
Okay.
Immediate answer is yes.
All right. Question number four. Should people watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
Yes, they should. Yes, they should. If you fucking watch Friends,
right?
Then you should watch fucking this piece of shit. Like, because like, what the fuck is Friends? It's fucking candy. You fucking watch it, and it's easy to fucking watch. It's candy. Nobody cares. So it's just like. It has no substance. It's not going to teach you anything. So why the heck wouldn't you watch Friends? Yeah, I'm heckin' trying to control my language now.
Yeah, halfway through, I saw the gears start turning to go like, oh, wait.
I've been saying the F word a whole lot, so let me pull back a little bit. So yes. Why the heck wouldn't you do all of these things? Just like, yeah, if you want to watch some BS, just, and you like Friends, it's just like, I don't know, watch Mortal Kombat, because it's literally the same thing, except fighting. It's just as easy to watch.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. You don't have to think about it. So just watch it anyway. Like, why not?
I enjoy how inexorably Friends and Mortal Kombat Annihilation are linked to you.
Oh, yes. Yes,
it's
they
like,
are.
I was wondering if you were like going to pull up some other kind of, you know, example of something that was like just kind of pointless television or movies or whatever, but it just kept being Friends. And I was like, man, this is really your connection point for these two things.
Oh, fun thing. I hate Friends.
But you like this.
I do love Mortal Kombat.
Okay. And so now I told you that, and I'm not, I don't know if you were, I can't remember how familiar, if you said or if you didn't, you were with the idea of what I'm doing here being that trying to watch it every day, once a day, every day for a year. In the hope of learning something about myself, about the movie.
About yourself. Oh, yes. I see.
So question number five is, should I keep doing this?
No, you don't need to do that. It's completely okay if you don't do that. Honestly, it's just like, okay. I feel like, I mean, yes, watches a whole lot of times, maybe like, I don't know, like 20 times.
Well,
that's
already
probably fine. But the thing is, you've gone past that point.
Yeah.
So do you, what the heck else do you think you're going to discover this point?
There's still things that I'm noticing.
What's that?
That where I'll notice something, it's like, oh, never seen that. I don't think I've ever caught that before.
Yeah.
Or don't, like, trying to think, there was one little scene that happened at some point, and I've already forgotten what it is now.
Yeah,
but there was just like one tiny little scene.
What was that?
I can't remember. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, gosh darn.
I'm going to have to find it again.
Gosh darn. Well,
but there was like this little scene, and I was like, I've already seen this movie at least 50 times whenever this happened. And
well, that's goof as heck. Like, obviously it didn't mean that much.
Well, no, but it was just something. I was like, how have I watched this movie this many times
never
and missed this one
never
little...
Never noticed it, yeah.
Yeah, there's stuff like that. I mean, and also there's still questions that I'm trying to find answers to of like...
Like psychological, deep psychological questions.
Well, I want to know if this deal is... If there was something behind the process of seeming like maybe there was some kind of implied mother-father duality in Shinnok and his relationship to... There's things where it's like I'm probably never going to know until I talk to someone involved with the movie or find some kind of...
That's true. Because honestly, all of those issues that are discussed throughout are heckin' bullshit. Are heckin' bullcrap.
Okay.
they are heckin' bullcrap.
Okay.
Because they don't like really actually discover them throughout any of the plot. They just like mention them. And they're just like, oh, well, we're down to some other crap. I'm like, okay, now we're going to go to some weird Native American dude.
Right.
Now we're going to go to some weird Asian girl. I'm like,
right.
It's like, okay, well, I guess we won't discuss those subjects. That's fine. Or anything of substance. That's fine. I guess, maybe.
There's not a lot of discussion of subjects, really, in the movie, I don't think. It's more like they discuss... what's happening, what their plans are, why their plans didn't work, why they're confused about things.
Yes.
But all of those things still kind of just like in vague terms. They're like, they've fallen for my trick, but...
Fallen for my trick?
Raiden and his mortals have fallen for my trick, and it's like...
It's so silly.
Your trick? What?
Your trick? You're a fucking villain mastermind. They've fallen for my trick.
Well, and it makes me wonder, like, you know, were there parts of the... Is there some version out there of this movie that makes more sense? Like,
no.
is there like a, you know, like a part where the whole script got filmed? Like, were they in some kind of rush to get the movie finished? And we're just like, we've got to drop these things. And, you know, like, and that's why there's parts of the movie that just don't seem like they add up or they just seem confused.
Yeah.
So, and I'm wondering, it's like, you know, did they write the script and go, and it's like, and it made sense.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then someone else was just like, make it 20 pages shorter.
Which is like kind of crazy to me because it's like, okay, someone wrote this script.
Yeah.
And then someone gave it to another person. And that person was like, okay, this is fine. And then they gave it to another person.
This.
And they're like, oh, this is also okay. Let's make it into a movie. And so, okay, so three processes of processes of affirmation. All these people were okay with this. And it's just like, how did that happen? How did that happen? Like, how does that work? That is ridiculous. I mean, even if it was like three drunk people, like myself, and it was just like, it still happened. Like, I feel like if it happened through three drunk me's, it still would have been like, nah, that shit's dope. That's dumb as hell.
Somebody should have caught this.
I mean, I almost said dope.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe like my subconscious is just like, no, maybe this would have been cool. That shit is good, Bridget.
Well, and think about
Be quiet. That shit is good.
Think about it too. That it's like people had to be given the script to read to see if they wanted to direct it or act in it, and they read this script and were like, "Yeah, sign me up." So it makes me wonder. It's like, did the script used to make more sense and something went wrong? Did something get lost? Mm. What, you know, like. I mean, not like there aren't tons of bad movies that people say, yeah,
no,
I'll
but
do
there's
that.
Like so many like spaces that are missing from this movie. It's like weird. It's like, yeah, yes, I like it for the piece of garbage that it is, but there's so many obvious flaws, and I'm just like, why didn't you guys notice this? Like, this is ridiculous. I'm not a fucking film major. I'm a foreign language major. How did you not notice the obvious gaps in this film? That is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, and just the you know, thinking about that, even, and then once stuff is starting to get made, there's a hierarchy of people that have to watch it and approve things and say, like, this is good, keep going. Like,
so it means multiple groups had to say this is okay.
Yeah.
And this is not okay. This is an abomination. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, they should have called it Mortal Kombat Abomination.
Yes. Exactly. What was it actually called?
Annihilation.
Annihilation. Yes. Abomination would have been much more suitable. Absolutely.
So, have you got any questions for me about this movie?
Why the f*** did you make me watch this?
I didn't make you. I asked you what your plans were when you had come over to hang out with us and play with the puppies. And I asked
the
you what your
puppies are.
They are.
They're grid.
They're pretty grid. The puppies, and I said, what are your plans tonight? Do you want to do this? And you were like, oh my God, that sounds great. I definitely want to do that.
I did say that.
I didn't make you.
No, you didn't. But
I invited you.
Okay.
And you were excited.
You invited me, and this just happened to be the movie that was streaming in your household at the time.
No, I mean, this is the movie I have to watch once a day. So, I mean, I didn't have a drinking game prepared for just a random movie that came on.
All right, just had to make sure, I just was curious. All right, okay, great. All right, so, like, what made you pick this movie, though?
One night, I was just flipping through Netflix, and
like, oh wait, this shit fest exists.
Well, I saw it and I was like, oh, I've never seen that one. I was like, I remember seeing the first Mortal Kombat, and I was like, that was pretty good, right? And I just saw it, and I just wanted to have something on, just to like have on in the background while I was working on stuff. And I turned it on and started watching it. And after a little bit, I got completely distracted from the stuff that I was supposed to be working on.
Oh yes,
on.
Of course, because it's complete.
Yes. Well, I mean, I was just I started watching it, and I was like, kind of baffled by how weird and bad it is, but it's bad. I mean, it's like how bad it was, but it's bad in weird ways. And there's things where you're just going like, how did this decision get made?
Yeah,
why did you
exactly.
put this in? Where I completely kind of became hypnotized by it, because I was like, man, I've got so many questions. And so I watched it that night, and you know, that just ended up being what I watched that night. The next night, I saw that it was still in the Netflix thing while I was like flipping around, and I was like I think you're the first person that's burped on the podcast.
Oh yeah, I burped 1,000, 1,100, 500,000 times. It's fine, it's whatever. I'm drunk as shit. It's whatever.
I saw it the second night. I just saw it and I was like, you know, I still have a lot of questions. I was like, was that really as bad? I was like, maybe I was just tired or something.
It was, though.
And so I was like, I watched it again, and then...
You're wiping your eyes until I can tell you tired.
Yeah, I'm tired of this movie, but and sleepy just in general. But then I was like, it was the third night. You know, the next night came around, and I was like, what if I watched this again?
Oh, well, that was your first mistake.
Yeah, and I think that it was like somewhere, and then I was just like, it would be funny if I watched this again. And then as I was watching, I think as I was watching it that third night, I was kind of going, what if I just watch this every night now? Like, what if that just becomes what I do?
What if I just wanted my life to be horrible and mediocre for the next month? Yeah. Yes, I understand, but actually I don't. That sounds horrible.
But yeah, I was just like, I don't know. And I was like, what if I just watch this all the time? And I was like, or what if I do something with it? I was like, I've watched this three nights in a row now. Mm-hmm. I was like, what if I do something with this mm-hmm. instead of just doing it to be like, because it's kind of funny to me or weird? Or I was like, okay, so what if I watch it every day for a month?
Okay.
And then I was like, and then I could, you know, I could write, I could kind of like write about it, or I could do like a podcast about it or something. And then it was like, but a month is not long enough. It's I mean, it's a lot, but it's not like
a
real
lot.
It's not a real, like, you know, endurance test, you know. It's not enough of a challenge to make it
yeah.
worth doing.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, I get that. Because honestly, like, watching that monstrosity like more than once is already a challenge. Watching it for, how much did you say you were originally going to watch it for?
Well, I thought for maybe a month, but that didn't seem okay. like enough. So that'd be like 30,
okay,
31
so,
days.
So yeah, a month would be difficult.
Yeah.
But for...
This is night 67.
For 67 days. Now that is an actual challenge and not something that I would want to f***ing partake in.
Right.
That is ridiculous and terrible.
I only have 290.
200? What the f*** are you doing, Chris? What is wrong with you? Why do you want to do this?
Well,
hell no.
Well, I've already clearly done it too much to give up now. I can't, like, just quit.
You can. You don't have to put yourself through that much torture. That is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, but I also, like, I want to prove that I can. It's like, it's the...
Yeah, okay, so
the challenge
this
is
for you at this
that,
point. Well, this is not for anyone else. This is just, like, to prove that you can at this point.
Maybe.
You'd be like, oh, I won't back down. I'll keep doing that I'm gonna watch Mortal Kombat 1,000 more times. That's like, okay, I guess it's fine, but I'm just like, damn, that sucks. Like, I apologize to see that a very good friend of mine is gonna be in pain for the next... How many days?
298 something. Yeah.
Oh, God. Because I didn't even know it was that many days. That many more days. I'm going to know that it's like, oh, damn. My friend's going to be going through this shit. Every day that I wake up. I mean, in one case, it's honestly like a very good thing. It's like, oh, yeah. I got a lot of shit going through my life. But at least I'm not Chris Haley.
Yeah.
Who has
at least I don't have to watch that movie. 200 more times?
Because he has all this shit. He has this obligation to watch this show through 200-something more days of his life. And good thing for me, I ain't gotta waste that time.
Nope.
Like, nope, but Chris Haley does. Yeah. Oh, shit. What up? Like, oh, good. I'm super glad I don't have to do that shit.
There
Heck
you
yeah.
Go. And, you know, it's like, you never know what's gonna help somebody out. Enjoy, you know, hearing someone else's, you know, kind of journey into madness and misery might make other people go like, oh, well, hey.
And
same
this
deal
movie
with
will
you.
Do that. This movie will do that. Madness and misery will set you up.
Other people might, you know, they might listen to this and go, yeah, you know what? My life is kind of crappy right now, but at least I don't have to watch that movie 298 more times.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, so maybe, you know, maybe people will get something fun out of it. I hope I've enjoyed the feedback I've gotten from the people who are enjoying listening so far.
Okay.
The people who have been supportive and done cool stuff, like send me things and try to help me on this journey. Even just the people who, you know, tweet at me and are like, you can do it, man. Only, you know, only you're 1/10 of the way there.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Only 300 more days to go or whatever, you know, like, so yeah, I mean, it's awful, but it's also kind of fun. And it's also it's a fun excuse to get friends who maybe I don't do stuff with as much.
Yeah.
And, you know, I
like
get
me.
Them like you, and then I get to hang out with them and watch an awful movie with a purpose. And then we get to talk about it. So
exactly. That's awesome.
That's kind of fun.
I don't actually even remember what my Twitter name is.
Okay.
Is it Ranch Blessing? Because it might be Ranch Blessing.
No, I think that you're on Instagram.
I am definitely on Instagram as Ranch Dressing Blessing.
Right. But I don't know what it is. I can't remember what it is on Twitter.
I think it's Ranch Blessing.
I'll look it up and put it in the show notes so okay. people can just
go ahead and do that so I can get my validation, please.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank everyone, you. Please, everyone, find Bridget on Twitter after I post what the thing is
yes.
and validate her for being on the show.
Yes, please.
For playing the game so well.
I'm actually pretty funny and pretty feminist. So if you're into those things, go for it.
Yeah, you're fun. You're fun to follow on
sometimes,
Twitter.
Sometimes, yeah, maybe.
Sometimes.
I don't know, because April had to convince you to follow me. So, like, I mean, like, whatever. It's like not a big deal, but, like, whatever.
That does not sound familiar. I don't remember ever.
It sounds familiar to me. Like,
April,
whatever.
I don't recall April ever.
I definitely remember having a conversation with April being like, oh, huh, well, Chris actually doesn't follow me on Twitter. And she was like, oh, shit. Well, I'll tell him to because you're funny as hell. And I was like, okay, we'll do it then. And she did it. And then you
did I just
me.
Not know that you were on Twitter?
Maybe. I don't know. What the f***? Will you tell me, Chris?
I don't know.
What up?
I guess I would have to just... I mean, I follow basically everyone that I know in real life that has a Twitter on Twitter.
Yes.
So
yes.
If I wasn't following you, it would probably have to be because I didn't know.
Because you didn't know. But even though I requested to follow you, so you like... So
you don't have to request to follow me on Twitter. I'm not... I don't have like a lot of
But I did follow you, so it's like you knew that
I
was...
I got a lot of followers. I don't pay attention
to you're so popular. Oh, you're so popular. Oh my goodness. Like,
I get literally... ones of twos of followers a day.
Ones of twos. Oh, shut your ass up. Like, you f***ing know that shit. Oh, hello, Roxy. Roxy is the cutest f***ing cat that has ever graced this earth that lives in Chris's house.
I think Roxy's gotten She's a great. Lot of good good talk about her in the last couple weeks on the
show. She's a good girl.
She's a sweetie. All right, guys. So I hope you've had a good time. Bridget, I hope you've had a good time.
I have definitely had a good time.
Okay. I hope you guys have had a good time. What do I need to remind you guys to do? Follow the show at KICTM Podcast on Twitter. If you've got any questions or comments or any of that fun stuff you want to send the show, send it to keepitclosetomepodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at @TheChrisHaley. Like the show on iTunes, leave a review, subscribe, all those things. Somebody told me that the more positive reviews we have, the higher our rating is, the easier it is for people to find us. So if you want to help out with that, do that. Thank you so much to the people who have already done so. Thank you for the emails and the tweets and all the stuff you guys have already sent. Eventually, I know I feel like I keep saying this on shows, but eventually we will get to answering some more of that stuff and talking about some more of your emails and all that kind of fun stuff. Thank you so much, Bridget, for being here. Thank
Absolutely.
You guys for listening. And I guess just remember, be there for one another. You're a family now.
Absolutely.
Get my brain to work. Come on, brain.
How, here we go. Here we go, little dude. My dude. Chop, chop. Chop, okay. Chip.
Chop, chip.